Welcome back to the Guardian with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today. You got a question, it's that time, Q&A. You can send it on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469, toll-free, coast-to-coast. See what we can get through to the top of the hour, Holly.
I actually like this garden tip that I received from Joni. Thank you, Joni. I leave my cardboard out in the elements for a while before using in the garden. This makes ripping off the packaging tape and labels very easy. But don't just use the cardboard with the shiny labels.
Okay.
So thank you, Joni.
You can use cardboard for a variety of different things, from mulching to weed barriers. Some people may feel that the toxicity in the glue is bad, and you can, I mean, that there the glue is has some toxicity levels, but the amount of toxicity that you're consuming in other forms in your life, probably minimal the toxicity in the glue that you're getting. So save your cardboard. You can use that for compost, mulch, anything and everything in between there. All right, next question is fall cleanup. Fall cleanup. I've read some gardeners will pull everything out at the end of the year right before the snow and the winter comes, till the soil, walk away and not come back till spring. Others I've read leave everything in the garden until spring warms up, and then they clean the garden out and plant it. Which is the right answer?
That's a
deep question here.
Do you want to get in a fist fight type of question? So some people do like to take their plants, till them into the soil, and kind of feel like they're putting the garden to bed for the winter. Some people pull their plants out and just lay them on top of their garden. We kind of do both. Well, we don't till, but we pull the plants out. We put a bunch of leaves on the top of the
cover the soil.
And I feel like, as we spoke about in the previous segment about building your soil and things like that, that would be the best thing to do, is to cover your soil and let that stuff break down and feed your soil over winter.
Okay, so that's your take on it. If you have diseased plants in your garden, such as late blight on tomatoes, powdery mildew on your grapes or your tomatoes.
I meant clean plants.
If you have powdery mildew on your cucumbers or your beans or whatever, you want to dispose of those, or bean rust. You want to get rid of those, get rid of them, put them in the trash, don't compost them. We leave a lot of our vegetation, dead vegetation, in the garden, and we'll cover leaves on top of it like you spoke about. This does a couple of things. One, you want to cover the soil because everything in nature has soil coverage. Secondly, there's a lot of beneficial insects that need somewhere to hibernize over winter. And if you completely clean the garden, bare bones, totally up, till it under, then they don't have that benefit. Now, true enough that there are some bad bugs that harbor in the leaf debris and the plant debris over the winter. But with any good ecosystem, there's a balance of good bugs and bad bugs. So we fall more in the, we leave things alone, we clean them up in the spring as we prepare the beds for the spring planting. That's what we do. So, you know, take it for what you think, and that's our opinion. We don't till because there's a lot of advantages to minimal soil disturbance, and we went to the raised beds, which we don't need to till in the raised beds. Makes weeding a whole lot more easier, and psychologically, easier to maintain. Plus, the production is greater than when it was in the ground for this twice as much space.
Yeah, I agree.
And we got a cucumber question that has come in. Being had some cucumbers. I have every year cucumbers start off great, produces tons of fruit, and within a month the leaves at the bottom of the plant get spotty, they dry up, fall off, and the leaf disease or this problem continues to work up the plant, chasing up the vine. Is this too much water? Not enough water? What can I do? I'm a veteran raised bed gardener and would like to produce cucumbers all season long.
Well, there's a few things that are going on here. One, cucumbers only produce for about, 90 days max.
They want soil at root zone,
yeah,
65 degrees or warmer. When it gets cold too cold. Like, we always want to get them in the ground way too early. It shocks them. Yep. That's, first of all, that's problem number one.
Right. But there's also other issues. It sounds like it could be cucumber mosaic virus. So cucumber mosaic virus is caused by overwintering. It overwinters on these sustainable or susceptible plants.
Uh-huh.
And there's no cure for this or anything that can...
No, there's no product that can be utilized on the cucumbers to remove this issue that they have.
And I guess this happens to squash and melons as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to remove those plants. So if you have those plants that are hurting right now, you want to remove them completely.
Do not put them in the compost.
Throw them away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you watch aphids. You want to remove any weeds around those plants. And then you want to make sure that you are cleaning tools, et cetera, so you're not spreading that further.
If you continue to do these practices, it will help rid the problem over a course of a number of years. Also, it's kind of one of those things that you don't want to plant the same plant that you had a problem with a disease or bug in the same bed, same location, year after year. You want to move it. Whether it's 2 feet or 200 feet, it's going to make a tremendous difference by moving that plant and putting something else in that area. Even if you're putting new, fresh compost in that bed over and over again, there's still things that harbor in the soil, good and bad. So by rotation of crops, especially ones that are having consistent year after year problems, then that is a good solution to that problem.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.